92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
People don't talk about this much, but we're living in a culture of overwork. It's an epidemic across the country because we've been repeatedly told that working long hours and living with constant exhaustion is the barometer of success. They told us the rewards would be immense. They told us we'd all be so happy. So how come we're not? It's called workaholism, and it's rampant across America. Recent studies show that people are putting in an average of 9.5 hours of unpaid overtime every week, and having your work environment at home has increased the demand from employers for your time. Of course, it does vary by industry and career, but the results are often the same: emotional, physical exhaustion, and overall burnout, which the World Health Organization defines as a syndrome resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been properly managed. The truly sad part of all of this is that the corporate suits know they've done damage. They know that they've dehumanized the workplace. It happened a long time ago when we were, like, half our current size. But these days, the unwritten policy at most companies is, and you all know this, if you don't work, they'll find someone else to do it and they'll pay them less, or just turn the job over to artificial intelligence and let the computers do it. So, what's your choice? You have to live with this new paradigm of normal no matter what job you do, basically overwork or get left behind, regardless of the fact that they know American workplaces are probably the most unhealthy environment we have across our country.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.